This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents The Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that?
Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague is poured by Pelican Brewing. Soak in the sunshine with the return of Pelican's seasonal beer, Pelicano. Available in clear glass bottles for refreshment you can see.
All right, Daily Ticker time here on a Tuesday, brought to you as always by our great friends at Pelican Brewing. Experience your hops differently with Pelican's new hop-infused hard seltzer, hard hops blackberries infused with Strata hops, made with real blackberries and available now at a store near you. Sounds delightful on an 80-degree day.
One of our listeners went out to the coast, Bryce. He was out at the Cannon Beach location.
Yeah, sent us a photo.
It looked amazing.
By the way, Harley, I see your Jack Collinsworth Notre Dame comment. That is phenomenal. Let's go to San Antonio, where it was the end of an era for the Spurs. Jason Minix, our good buddy, at Jason Minix on Twitter. You can go give him a follow, 94.1 down in San Antonio. Jason, good morning to you. Thanks for again hopping on the show. We're going to start with a bit of a inside show thing that I would like you to answer. When you think of Al Michaels broadcasting, what sport comes to mind first?
Wow, I mean, football, but how do you not believe in miracles? I mean, that's got to be number one.
Thank you.
That's a call, though. You asked him the sport, and what did he say?
I think hockey's where he's going. If the all-time call for him is, do you believe in miracles, I think he's going hockey.
You remember the Antonio Freeman catch game? I mean, come on.
I mean, if I say, do you believe in miracles, do you even have to question what sport am I talking about?
No.
No.
No, everybody knows it.
But what sport with Al Michaels do you associate?
Football.
Love it. Big news down there. I'm sure you guys saw this coming. It obviously is, you know, there's been a lot of medical issues over the last year plus. But the announcement finally that Popovich is stepping down, he's been there for so – I mean, it's crazy. I'm 36 years old just thinking how much of my life he has been the head coach of the San Antonio Spurs. What's been the reaction down there from Spurs fans from an end of an era?
You know, it's while you expect it, it's still a gut punch. You think about, you just mentioned your age. You know, 29 years as head coach. Now, you know, I'm a little older than you, but I don't feel old. But I remember when Greg Popovich fired Bob Hill and took over as head coach. He was the general manager. He took over. They won 20 games that year. David Robinson was hurt. You win the lottery. You get Tim Duncan. And even then, you know, Greg Popovich was an unpopular choice because Bob Hill was so popular. Pop won a title in 99. Lose three games, fire Pop calls constantly. It was two titles before it kind of went to in Pop we trust. And then the stroke happened last year. And every indication early, the very few statements that you would get from Greg Popovich through the Spurs, his efforts to return to coaching. And the longer it took, the more you doubted that would happen. Seeing him yesterday, it was clear that the organization had made this decision long ago, even though they didn't tell us until Friday.
I don't want to make this kind of dark, but I watched this press conference, Minix, and I'm not even down in San Antonio. I'm not attached to that team the way that, that you've kind of have been covering it for so long. But I don't know, watching just seeing him. We hadn't seen him in a long time. Maybe you had seen him, but I think a lot of us out here, we hadn't seen him. And obviously people that have had anybody in their family or close to them have a stroke. You know what comes with that. And it just kind of made me sad. Like, I know he had some funny stuff, the El Jefe thing. Like, there was some good smiling moments, but watching Timmy and Manu kind of walk him out and have to help him up, and there was a little mortality thought for me because I'm just a little older than my co-host here, and he has been in my life the entire time. And I'm just curious if did that hit you at all, just kind of seeing Popovich kind of in that state versus what we're accustomed to seeing him like?
It was stunning, to be honest with you. And again, first public comments from Greg Popovich since the stroke in November. Very few sightings of him in public. Very few photos of him in public, minus the incident he had at a restaurant here a couple of weeks ago where he apparently passed out and had to leave by ambulance. But, you know, there haven't been public sightings of Greg Popovich. There's rumors he was here, he was there, but you didn't see video, you didn't see any pictures. And, you know, the Spurs do such an incredible job of keeping everything under wraps. That's typical Spurs. Seeing him yesterday, it was a little surprising. And I'll, you know, on a very personal level, you know, my dad passed away a couple of years ago, and he reminded me of my dad, who went from this very strong alpha male to a frail old man. And yesterday we saw this legendary coach, and he was frail. He sounded frail. But you also hear in San Antonio, and I know Portland is similar, organizations and communities like ours are this way, Spurs family. And that is something that is talked about all the time. Yesterday, we visibly saw what Spurs family meant when legends and Tim Duncan and Manu Ginobili were assisting him and standing by him just in case. And then, of course, Pop told the story. Those two, Tim and Manu, were with him in every one of his rehab workouts. Now, Pop, while he looked frail and sounded frail, still very sharp-minded, quick-witted, said that was those guys getting payback for all the hell he put them through.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's a great anecdote. And then, I mean, the next part of this is the decision that they made, right? I think we all saw this coming, but Mitch Johnson now the official new head coach, and he's got local ties. I mean, he's a Seattle guy. He actually coached at the University of Portland, I think, for a year or two. So he's got some connections to the Northwest. How do people feel about him officially being handed the reins in San Antonio?
You know, quite honestly, very, very mixed. And I'll throw myself into that. You look at the available veteran head coaches, whether it's a Taylor Jenkins, who has ties to the Spurs organization, a Mike Malone, who is very close with Greg Popovich, current coaches. There are a lot of rumors that could Steve Kerr step away from Golden State and come down to San Antonio? I mean, you name it. What coach wouldn't want this team right now? For Greg Popovich to step away now, the timing is perfect, even though the circumstances are not. The cupboard is full with Wemby, the trade for De'Aaron Fox, Steph Castle just won Rookie of the Year. The foundation is certainly set. The idea that it's been 7 years in San Antonio since we've been in the playoffs, and for a team that had won, you know, 50 straight, 18 plus years, 20 straight playoff appearances, five titles, it's time to get back. The rebuild is over. It's time to go. So do you really hand the keys to this car to a guy that's never done it before? And I think that's why yesterday was so powerful for Greg Popovich to have the courage to go up there in his condition and endorse Mitch Johnson as the guy. That was huge for Mitch Johnson, because this fan base, this community has a lot of trust in the organization, but we don't know Mitch. And can he handle what he's about to be able to shoulder here, not only with Wemby and the expectations, but there is a couple of $1 billion worth of new arena being talked about right now, something called Project Marvel that they want to get built with a new downtown arena. I mean, there's a lot on Mitch Johnson's shoulders for a 38-year-old. Hey, you've never done this before. Congratulations.
Final one for you here, Minix, is we appreciate the time, and we know we ran a little late. I got to know, you do sports radio down in San Antonio. From time to time, we sports radio hosts will get a little taken away with some of the stuff that we see in reaction. I saw Wemby playing soccer in a different country shirtless, and it just threw me off watching that human being play on a soccer field with normal-looking human beings. But he did have his season cut from an injury. Did we get the Minix hot take? I don't like it. I don't want to see him play in another sport. Or did you talk about it and just say, oh, that was cool?
You know, it was a little bit of both. Yeah. One, my first thought was, all right, cool, he's off the blood thinners because he's playing a contact sport. Two, it was a bunch of kids, and if you notice, nobody got near him. I mean, the last thing you want is some 12-year-old doing a fly tackle on a 7'3" Wemby. But he was out having fun, and that's kind of what we've learned from Victor, is he rented out that facility, apparently, with a bunch of kids to go play. I don't think there was any danger that he was going to get, you know, hurt doing that unless he turned an ankle. But I'm kind of with you, you know, keep you in bubble wrap and make sure you're healthy. But it was kind of cool to see him. And one, I guess the blood clot stuff, he's good now.
Yeah, great stuff. Jason Minix, our buddy down in San Antonio, 94.1 ESPN down in San Antonio, at Jason Minix on Twitter. I'm sure it's an interesting time, but hey, you got Wemby to carry you through this.
Probably going
to
get Cooper flagged somehow.
Look, we hate you guys up here. You Let's know, we everything. Hate you. Stole Marcus. We hate you. Got the number one pick. Boys. You're going to get it again this offseason. Yep. We hate your guts, but thanks as always, man. We appreciate it.
We got two chances at that number one pick. Could you imagine Wemby and
Cooper
Flagg?
All right, get him off. Get him. Just go away.
Get him out.
All
right. Yeah.
Thanks, Jason.
Big small market over there. We get it. All right. Yeah. All right.
There you go. Jason Minix from San Antonio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.